13, an ordinance repealing and replacing in its entirety Chapter 32 flood fringe areas of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bound Brook to adopt Chapter 32 flood hazard maps to designate a floodplain administrator and provide for severability and an effective date. Do I have a motion?
Motion. I move the ordinance to pass on first reading, advertise according to law, and a public hearing be held on April 25th, 2023.
Do I have a second?
Second.
And roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchovic?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay. Ordinance 2023-15. An ordinance amending Section 7-14, parking at all times on certain streets of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bound Brook. Do I have a motion?
Motion. I move the ordinance to be passed on first reading, advertise according to law, and public hearing be held on April 25th, 2023.
Second. Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to the introduction and discussion of resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Would anybody like to see any of these resolutions removed for separate discussion? All right. Hearing none, we have a motion to pass 2023-99 through 2023-106.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Very good. Is there any unfinished business?
It could be unfinished or new business.
Okay.
And it's about the parking downtown again for the businesses. So if you want me to talk about that now, I can, or whatever. But apparently there hasn't been any change in the businesses down there with their experience in the parking. So the loading zones, the 30-minute time limit. So they're not realizing any difference. And I don't know if we have, you know, a record of tickets that have been given out, you know, that we can show that it has been enforced. But that's what I'm hearing from.
So the 30-minute zones don't exist yet. There are no signs posted, so you can't enforce that.
Okay, so that's a good point.
And they're on order.
They're on order, okay.
And the part-time parking enforcement officer is somewhere for the over 350 summonses or so since he started with us in the last 1.5 months. Councilman, if you look at the sheet, And additionally, and he is actually himself pointing it out, but when he started, the average collection from the parking meters was about, was under $500. The last one, the week before last or so, was over $1,200. And so the meter collections are up
and the new meters are coming, right? The new base stations are all coming. So the whole system, I mean, we're reviewing the exact same thing we reviewed a couple months ago.
So
the whole solution is coming.
Okay, so just give me a little bit of a timeline here. So the order of the signs for the loading, they'll be installed.
I would expect that them to be installed within the next month.
Next month, okay. Within the next month, so four to 6 weeks or so. Okay, and then the meters are coming.
The pay station?
Yeah, the pay station.
The pay station they're on order. Can't imagine it's going to be more than I would also be
in 4 to 6 weeks? Yeah. Okay. All right, so that's why they're not seeing it. So that's okay. And that'll explain it. Right.
Yes.
And enforcement, yes, I will look at that report for sure and share that with the folks. You touched upon, you triggered something else here. The garbage cans that we were going to order, the new garbage cans.
I'm sorry, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who said that? I asked Hector. Yeah.
Yes,
We are still waiting on the truck. So the company that from whom we ordered the car was canceled. They know the origin and everything. As soon as we have a time certain on the truck, that was part of the tow company issue.
Okay, not those garbage cans, those other compacting ones. You were going to get them downtown.
Oh, the Big Bellies, I have not ordered any more yet, but I absolutely will.
Do we have it in a, did we make a line item for additional ones for this year?
I have them coming at the Clean Communities Grant. Okay. I did reach out to Big Belly, seeing if there was any way that I could speed up a few more partners with it.
And we were going to try to get some down on the west end. Okay, thank you. All right, and then one other item under kind of new business. The lower gate to the graveyard is locked with a padlock. So the Battle of Elm Brook, I asked South Elm Brook where the reenactors are going to, what route they're going to take, and they may use the lower gate, and then they may use the steps, so I don't know.
We put a new gate a lot there, because what was happening is people were either parking and bringing in to maintain it, or they were going through there, and there was some things going on and having a lot of time, it shouldn't be.
Okay, so it's up to you all, you know, if you want them going up that lower.
Yeah,
they've done both. Okay, so then we'll unlock it. Okay.
Right, a lot of times on steps. Here, during the battle, anyway.
Yeah.
So if anything else needs to be done or adjusted, it's what you want.
Okay. All right. That's the only thing I have.
They're still figured out.
Pardon?
They're still figured out.
Oh.
Okay. New business. Speaking of the Battle of Elm Brook, it will be on April 15th, 2023. Am I talking anything else about that? Okay. And also, the Memorial Day Parade will be May 29th, 2023 at 9:30 a.m. And finally, for approval of vouchers, the resolution approving the vouchers in the amount of $3,809,554.43. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Are we allowed to discuss any of these?
I have a discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. Just yes, because there's a couple items. Go ahead, Councilman.
Like the Dove and the loofah sponge.
There was a number of.
I was wondering if Hector was going to.
On a charge card. Well, I read the descriptions and they were all categorized into one grouping.
Stress balls.
Okay. Okay. And then the items that say, because again, this is all the credit card. I mean, it's about the journal entries and how much time we want to have on every single one. Trust me, I know better than anyone. The items that just say Amazon. Some of them say Amazon garbage can. Well, cooked garbage can. Some of them just say Amazon. Is there any breakout that just in the event anybody's curious?
Sure. So when we order from Amazon and on the back end, we charge it to the appropriate.
Yes, but when you do the vouchers, some of the line items have a description of what it's for. It says Amazon dash something. So when we look at it as council people, mayor, we know what it is. Some of them just say Amazon. I know that, and then some of them say, oh, miscellaneous. So I was like, oh, well, maybe I can back into it with the code. You know, I mean,
I mean,
there's not that many. And none of them are significant dollar amounts. It's just I'm in accounting mode, and when I see that, I'm like, oh, what's that?
I will.
I don't want to be the IRS because I don't want the IRS looking my Amazon right off. See.
and just for informational purposes, I think it's a 3-tier approval for Amazon.
Yeah. Okay.
Just in case anyone was.
Okay.
How does that?
And what was the loofah sponge for? I'm going to put on that loofah sponge, huh?
Youth services
grant.
Youth services. And it goes to?
It'll go to youth.
It's going
to
be fun.
Distributed through the library? Or no.
No, through
the firm.
Youth services grant.
Oh, the youth services.
So it's all grouped together so that it can be reimbursed. Gotcha.
Okay.
So they put all those things for that one program.
Oh, nice.
Which is what I kind of figured. It just looked a little out.
Okay. I thought so. I saw it.
Now, I'm assuming when we order stuff.
I don't know. Well, that was the dove, right?
But for accounting purposes, Hector, could we, during the month, print out, even attach the Amazon cart and the order history? This way, it's there.
I mean, if there's a description,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And you guys say, you know, like I said, it's up, the one that I remember specifically, it said Amazon garbage cans. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to.
Well, what I'm saying, it may be more work for somebody to go back and add.
I don't want to go back and do it, just do it.
So what I'm saying is add a cart, add the description from the cart.
Order history.
Already, yeah, order history, and just attach. And that should be the.
Whatever the easiest way to convey what it is, so it's right. Not like, you know, earbuds. Okay, anyway, we have a motion and a second. We have a motion. I don't remember. And a second. All right, let's do roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richardson?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Perfect. Public comment, motion to adjourn.
Motion.
A second. All in favor?
Yeah.
All opposed?